My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert. He represents the Lone Star State's 1st Congressional District. He's also a former judge, and he joins me now to offer his thoughts on day one of the Democratic National Convention, which took place on Tuesday, and what he expects to hear Wednesday and Thursday leading up to the president's acceptance speech for a nomination for a second term on Thursday evening. And, Congressman, it's always good to have you with us.
Well, it's always good to be with you, and it's been interesting. I'm not sure it's exactly what I would have wanted to hear. I know that they feel like, gee, that the government is the one thing we all belong to, but I was taught in the public school I grew up in years ago that the government belongs to the people and not the other way around. And the great solution is not more government. I mean, for heaven's sake, we certainly are so grateful for teachers, for first responders, policemen, firefighters, great assets for America. But if you don't get the small businesses going again, you know, the America as we know it is going to be devastated. You can't keep spending $1 trillion more than we have coming in. And they don't seem to be addressing that. And I tell you what, we know that in the polls, the president is leading Mitt Romney with regard to the issue of foreign policy. But it just staggers me since, I've been trying to be of assistance to families of those who have lost service members in our wars. And after one of SEAL Team 6 parents told me, Billy and Karen Vaughn, their son Aaron was killed on the Chinook a year ago with other SEAL Team 6 members, after Vice President Biden publicly outed them as the ones that got bin Laden. But anyway, I have not heard this, and I doubt that we'll hear this from the convention, but Bush was in charge of the Afghan war for 7 years and 3 months. There were a total of 625 Americans killed in Afghanistan during that time. Since then, Obama has been in charge for just over 3.5 years, and we have a 1,474, 70%, Greg, of those killed in Afghanistan, Americans killed in Afghanistan, 70% have been killed under the command of President Obama. In Afghanistan, 84% or 14,817 Americans have been wounded under the command of Commander-in-Chief Obama, as compared to 16% wounded under President Bush. That is staggering. Less than half the time being in charge of the war in Afghanistan, and over 70% of the casualties are on his command, and over 84% of the wounded has occurred under his command. We've got our guys over there sitting ducks. The men and women are supposed to just kill time until 2014 when they're pulled out and hope that they themselves are not killed or maimed by an IED.
Congressman, you mentioned something a little bit earlier in our conversation as it related to the Democrats and their first night of the convention and the attitude they expressed towards people belonging to government. As you went through your explanation of that, it's obvious you disagree with that. But do you believe it's a message that's working, at least after one day? It's obviously a very polarized electorate right now. So is that something that you think is actually an effective message, even though you think it's obviously the wrong one?
Well, I think it apparently is not working as well as they would hope, because that's why they had to finish up last night talking about, you know, pulling yourselves up by your bootstraps. That's not been their message. Their message has been, you can't do it unless the government does it for you. You can't build a business. You can't do anything unless we, the government, do it for you. And at the end last night, you would have closed your eyes and thought you were hearing Republican speakers when they start talking about pulling yourselves up by your bootstraps. That's not been the Democratic theme. So apparently their theme of bigger government, more government, and that, which is what they've actually been doing since they've been in charge, they realize is not playing as well, so they're reaching into the Republican beliefs and hoping maybe that will persuade some people.
Congressman Joe Biden unveiled basically the bumper sticker campaign slogan the other day, and David Axelrod actually did it months ago. Their essential argument for re-election is Bin Laden's dead and General Motors is alive. How do you rebut it?
Well, if it weren't for the government jumping in to the General Motors and Chrysler bankruptcies and basically taking them over, those companies would have come out stronger. The 400 to 500,000 General Motors workers who have lost their jobs, have not returned to work, it doesn't do them any good. If the federal government, if Obama and his czar and their secret task force that we can't get information about what they decided, if they had not intervened, there should have been 500,000 more people with GM. Chrysler wouldn't be owned by an Italian company. They would not have turned the bankruptcy laws upside down and said secured creditors get basically nothing and unsecured creditors, we move them up and we'll give the unions partial ownership of the companies. Those GM, Chrysler could be doing so much better if this president and his cronies had not intervened to get the government involved. It is tragic what they have done to one of the greatest companies of all time.
Last topic before we let you go, sir. We knew this was coming, but Tuesday night and to some extent Wednesday night will be focused on what the Democrats are calling, of course, the Republican war on women. They had Lilly Ledbetter out there last night. They had a lot of people championing abortion rights. And obviously Sandra Fluke, and she's closely associated with this contraception mandate, will be speaking here on Wednesday night. What do you make of it all?
Well, I do believe she pronounces it Fluke, but you can't have a more profound war on women than allowing a procedure that lets people check to see if their baby is a boy or girl, and if it's a girl, like they do in China, kill the child because it's not going to be a boy, and boy's what they want. How much more of a war could you have on women than killing baby girls? And if they have their way, that will be allowed. You'll be able to genetically see if it's a boy or a girl, and then kill the unborn girl, or even do a partial birth and then kill the little girl as she's partially out of the womb. So that's pretty much a war on women. But I'm telling you, the war on women that I see around East Texas is more of women having lost their jobs, trying to care for their families, paying more for food than they can afford now as the price of food's gone up, paying more for gasoline than they can afford and still take care of their families. I mean, that's a war on women that is really unconscionable, since it does not have to be this way. We ought to have a vibrant economy.
Congressman, we'll leave it there. I know we'll be in touch before Election Day. Take care, sir. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Greg.
Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert represents his state's 1st Congressional District, member of the House Judiciary Committee, former judge in the state of Texas. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.